asking God for something awesome tonight, amen. It's a desire in my heart to see God move above everything else. My wife is currently in a class right now, so you can remember her in prayer. She's got two little girls running around, well, one running around and the other one taking her attention off what's going on, but she's got to pass her class, amen. So God to move there. Someone say amen. All right, I'm going to just jump right in here and talk about something real quick. When I first met my wife, it took me a long time for her to agree to go on a date with me. You can laugh, that's fine. it was actually ridiculous. She would not even give me her cell phone number when I first met her because she heard a lot of stories about me from other people. So it took me about 4 months of emailing her and then receiving a response back once every week, it seemed like. And then after about 4 months, she gave me her phone number. But we took our first date on my 30th birthday. We went down to Indianapolis to the zoo, and we had lots of fun. We were together the whole day pretty much, and she took me out to eat. To a place down there for my birthday is how she called it, but she was actually wanting to go there herself. And there was a dessert there that is a like 14-layer chocolate cake. For my birthday, she wanted to go there so we could get this 14-layer chocolate cake. Someone say amen. And on the cake itself, it's just a monster of a chocolate heart attack, crazy train, sugar rush you're going to get when you eat it. But the best part of it was the icing. Does anyone like icing on their cake? The icing just makes you go back for more. Amen. So I'm going to have you turn my slide. My topic tonight, I'm just going to call it the icing on the cake. Amen. I had trying to come up with something clever because my stuff is just kind of plain Jane, but I wanted to be a little different tonight. I want to talk about something that God has been dealing with me about. He said that, I'm good. I'm the best thing out there in this world. When you find God, you find the best thing that you could possibly find. But on top of him just being good, the icing on the cake, if you translate that into what it means, it's when it's already good, but you get something else to go on top of it. Hey, man, so does that not explain God pretty well? When it's already good, you get something else to go on top of it. Not only did God die for us, but he lives with us every day. His spirit's there with us. Just got a couple different things I'm going to fly through here, but God is good. When my mom had open heart surgery, her whole saying was, God is good all the time. And that still has the fire on me because not only is he good, he's everything else. Amen. There's just something else he wants to put on top of what he's good about. In Hebrews 6:18, it says, it is impossible for God to lie. What a promise that is, amen. The icing on the cake for you today is knowing that it is impossible for God to lie. Every word that is spoken in this Bible tonight is a promise to each and every one of us. If we could get a mindset of positivity, if we could get a mindset of what God has in store for us, the icing on the cake is so much sweeter, let me tell you tonight. It's clear to me that in each of our lives, if we could just focus on a positive thing instead of a negative thing, it would be able for God to move a little quicker in your situation. It all works for the good of them that follow him. Amen. There's a couple principles that we learned as Christians that we must serve others. It's all about serving others in our community. You don't want to keep God to yourself, do you? That's not the purpose of the church. The church is to serve others. The church purpose is we must share God with others. Not only have you gone through something, other people go through the same thing you go through, amen? They need to see that the icing on the cake that God offers is actually pretty good. It tastes wonderful, amen? And I'm sorry if that's kind of cheesy, but I'm going to keep saying it because it actually means something to me, amen? We must show love to others. It's another fundamental thing of the church. The love that God has is always present. You know, there's nothing that God's love does not cover. Amen? And something God's really dealt with me about is we must be a display of God's mercy. What a powerful topic if we could just remember that God's mercy is for you today. It's for each and every one of us. You go to the next slide, please. God's mercy is bigger than any mistake that you've ever made. That's something that took me a long time to get a hold of. But when I got the actually understanding of it, that I'll tell you what, that was the sweetest thing I've ever tasted in my spiritual walk, so to say. That God's mercy is bigger than the mistakes that I've made because I'm human and I've let him down tonight. Is anyone else with me on that? If he did something for someone else, how many times have you heard that? Like, well, he blessed this guy with a brand new car that was donated to him by someone, and I don't have any money. That's that mentality of being negative in your mind. Amen. That God wants you to be positive because he's able to do everything. The icing on the cake, each and every one of us have a different experience with that. Amen. There's always something else on top of it. Than the Spirit of God that leads you every day and covers you. But he can do that for you, what he did for someone else. Amen. Because in Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. We are assured that in the beginning was the Word. Amen. The Word was God and the Word was with God. Amen. That's a revelation in itself. We can also trust that he cannot lie to us. His words are yea and amen. He's the judge. He's the king. He's your daddy. Amen. His word will not pass away. That's another fundamental being a Christian. In Luke 21:33, Jesus speaking, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It will never pass away. The words that he had spoken, that he has wrote in this Bible, amen. If we could actually get a hold of what he's saying right there, heaven and earth will pass away. Everything that you know in existence right now is not going to be here. The word in this Bible will still be there. He is saying that it will never pass away. The Bible in itself has life in it, amen. Has eternal life, and we take it for granted. It's just another Bible in our bookcase, amen. We have, in the United States, we are spoiled. We have Bibles for every occasion, Bibles for every instance, but in other countries, they have yet to see a Bible. We take it for granted, amen. But these words will never pass away. The words of God will outlive anything that you can say, anything that you've done, but he's bigger than any situation you messed up because he says so in his Bible. I'm here with the word tonight that says, God is, dot, dot, dot. Whatever you need, God is. He's the icing on the cake. He's the stuff that makes you, that tastes good, that brings you back to him every time, amen? He is so good, but he's even got more to give than just that tonight. Let me confirm something to you that the reason why you feel like you're being attacked at the moment, the reason you feel the enemy is coming with everything they have tonight, the reason that you feel being attacked all by yourself in a bunker somewhere and no one's there to save you, it's because the devil sees that God has something coming. The icing on the cake is about to be shown to you, amen? The devil sees that, oh, I have this opportunity right now to come at them with everything I have because they're weak. I can come at them right now and say, I'm going to take them out. I got my sniper. I can take them out. I'm going to send that little temptation that they would run away from me, from God. I can do that tonight because they're weak. But God's words are never going to pass away, man. And he says he will never leave us nor forsake us. But the enemy is coming at you with everything he has because he only has one opportunity to get you away before God blesses you. Amen. God is good all the time. Ever-present help. And let me make a statement tonight that is true and true and true. The devil is not your friend. The devil is not your friend tonight. I was thinking about this all afternoon today, and I just could not get away from the fact that we treat the devil better than he deserves. We treat the devil like he's got a say in what's going to happen in my life. It's up to you as a parent. It's up to you as an individual. Say, devil, not today, sucker. Not today, devil. It's not going to happen. The words in this Bible are true. They're never going to pass away, and God's already defeated you, devil. And this is, it's been mentioned several times, Brother Terry had a, you're either getting ready to go to a storm, you're preparing for the storm, you're going through a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. One of those seasons in your life is happening, amen? But God knows exactly where you're at, even today, right now, at this moment. God knows where you're at today. He knows the battles you're in, every letdown that you have gone through, every disgrace that you feel you've let your family down, you've had some personal issues that you took a little too far that the devil's like, ha-ha, I had them. I'm going to make them fall, but God knows exactly where you're at. Even when you fall, God knows where you're at. Amen. You can't outrun where God's taking you from. Every tragic moment where you feel to your knees and just say, God, I can't do this anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. God, what are you doing? God knows exactly where you're at. He wants to hear you call out to him. As your father, when you get scared at home all by yourself as a child and you say, Dad, how often as a father have you heard that? Dad, I heard something under my bed. Well, let's grab your Nerf gun and shoot it. Just shoot under the bed for some fun, okay? See if we get him. All right, we got him. Let's go to sleep. That's how we do it at our house, amen? But it's that voice of the Father that helps him, amen? And that's how we are as Christians. When we are in trouble and we just need some guidance, we say, God, Daddy, help. Your words are never going to die. I need you tonight, God. Don't let me down right now. I need you. It always has been said, when it rains, it pours. Amen. It just doesn't stop. Sometimes you're like, turn that faucet off. Turn the faucet off. I don't want any more rain. I can't handle any more problems today. I just can't do it, God. Where's the icing on the cake? When are you going to take it all away from me, God? But he will, because his word promised that he's going to bless you, that the door is going to open. When you're knocking, he's going to open the door for you, amen? If we are allowing him to answer, he will, amen? I'm confident to say tonight, and a pastor had even said this to me in a text after everything he was going through, that God never will put more on you than you can bear. God's never going to put more on you than you can bear. So those raindrops that you feel are overwhelming, they're not. They're not, because God said, I will not put more on you than you can bear. One thing we can hold in fact is that God is a season granter. Only God can promote you to the next season in your life. Only God can take your season of pain and turn it into a season of joy. When the doctors say you're going to die in 3 months, that season of terrifying pain and, oh God, what's going to happen? Lord, I can't handle anymore. Only God can say, ha-ha, I'm going to heal you tonight. Only God can say that, amen? The season of joy that God grants you over to. Whatever season status you're in, whatever season you want to be in, God knows exactly where you're at. Nothing comes without an appointment from the Most High God, amen? God's the only one that can change your seasons. You're in the wilderness tonight. You feel all alone. You feel like no one's there. There's a purpose that God has you there today. If you're in the season of blessing and everything you touch multiplies and you're just having a great old time. And how many of us love those seasons in our lives? God knows, and there's a purpose there for that tonight as well. If you are on the sideline and preparing in the season of preparation, God knows, and there's a purpose for that tonight, amen? Because we know God's going to have the final word in our lives. It is confirmed that God will leave the 99 to reach the one that is gone. That's the icing on the cake tonight, amen? If you're in the wilderness, God's going to leave the ones to find you. Wow, that's powerful. Order my steps in your word, Lord. The icing on the cake. Let me be endure to the end, God. This race that I'm running, let me endure to the end. He has called us to be a separate from this world, amen, to tear away from the bad in this world, to be separate, to put ourselves up a little bit higher, amen, that they might know that we are saved. God shows us illustration through illustration in the Bible that there is separation before there is an appointment of a blessing. The disciples had to be separate, and then when their time came, God appointed them and gave them power. Amen. Jesus was separate before his appointment on the cross. He had to prepare himself. Amen. So the world wants to tear you away from what God has, but we have to be separated. And when that season comes that God's going to grant us that favor and give us blessings, that we will be ready. Amen. I pray that I'm ready. When the icing is there on the cake, I want to have it. I want to have all of it. Amen. I don't eat. My problem with cake, let me fat boy problem you one time. When I eat a piece of cake, I eat all the cake. Oops. Charlie is watching online. I apologize. Griffin didn't drop the cake on the floor. That was me. Like I said, hashtag fat boy problems. You won. I'm glad I'm the only one that does that tonight. But once we have that season of separation, we got to learn and program in our minds if we are realizing that, wow, I'm just kind of out here in the wilderness somewhere. I'm on the sideline somewhere. We need to learn to prepare ourselves. We need to go into a prepare mode. God, I don't know what's in store. I have no idea where you're taking me. I don't know what's going to happen around the corner, God. But I need to prepare myself because God has something big in store for me. Amen. Because God's timing is perfect. Our timing, not perfect. God's timing, perfect. His appointments are perfect. He's not going to appoint you at something you're not qualified for. Unless you think in your head you're not qualified for, but he feels you are. That's something you have to prepare yourself for mentally, physically, emotionally. You have to prepare yourself for what God has that door to open for you, amen? Because we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose that no one else can fulfill. The icing on the cake that he has for me is different than he has for you. He's let you prepare so he can see how qualified that you want to be, amen? He wants to know that you are wanting to do something. What if he said you're the best prophet in the whole world, but you don't prepare yourself and you have no backbone to stand on? Come on, you don't want to be out there and saying stuff and then none of it's happening. You can see it by people's fruit. Amen. Amen. The icing on the cake. It's just something more that God has for us. Amen. If we would just press on. We're saved because we've been baptized. We have the Holy Ghost, and we're going to see Jesus one day, but it's not just holding it in for ourselves. School's eventually over for you. After school's over, you join. They go to college, unless you do it backwards. Brother Terry and my wife are kind of doing a little backwards, but school, career. Once you get done with school, the season opens to your career, amen? Whatever schooling you go to. Dating is eventually promoted into marriage. Someone say amen. You learn your whole life, but there comes a point where you're promoted to be a teacher. Amen. You're required to teach what you know to others. Come on, somebody. The experiences that you have, people deal with every day and need to hear your story. A prayer that I've been trying to teach myself to pray. I'll give you a little taste of how it goes. I said, Lord, take me. Take everything inside of me. Let me learn to trust you more, God. With all of my good, with all of my bad, all the wrongs I've done, which far outweigh the bad, are the good that I've done. Every word that I speak, Lord, let me be emptied inside so you can fill me up. I'm just talking to God when I pray this. Even when I don't feel I can make it, allow me to trust you that I can make it. Let me be a leader. Let me lead by example. Widen my territories, God. Keep me from harm. Keep my mind and heart clean and pure. Use me, Lord, as you see fit. And I always end that with, order my steps, God. Amen. That's a prayer that I've tried to develop every day. I think if you can pray direct prayers to God, you're a lot better off than praying a lazy prayer to God. Amen. You have to step it up a little bit in your prayer game if you can just pray lazy prayers, cheap prayers to God. He still hears you, but God is your friend. He's your lifeline. His words will never pass away. The icing on his cake is better than the bakery here in town. I think it's Betty's Bakery. She does a great job. But God's icing is way better. I'll still eat Betty's cakes, though. Don't get me wrong. Betty, if you're watching tonight, we love your cakes. Amen. Next slide, please. God is preparing you for something great. Amen. God is preparing you for something great. The season that God can give you. In our minds, we want to rush through things. In our mind, we want to get to the end goal. But God's still preparing. You should be preparing when God is still preparing to open that door. Because when he does, you got to be ready to go. So just hold on, because that door is going to open. You'll get the icing on the cake that you've been wanting. Amen? Next slide, please. This is the king of the jungle right here. You see those scars on his face? When I see this picture, I think, wow, that's powerful, because he is the king of the jungle. Much like us, we have scars. A lot of them we can't hide, amen? But those scars give us insight. Those scars give us life advice. Those scars give us promise. Scars don't shape us, but they don't define who you are, amen? Scars do shape us, I'm sorry. Scars, in my mind, don't show a weakness. I feel like the scars he has proves that he's the strongest cat out there. Those scars that you can't hide that people see, amen? But there's also scars on the inside that people don't see. Those are the strongest people. You can get over those, amen? But God said he'd never leave us or forsake us. The thing about scars is it shows that something's tried to take him out. I don't think those scars are from being a hug fest, to being a love fest, whatever you want to call it, with another animal. He was fighting for his life there, amen? Much like we do in our spiritual realm, amen, that those scars that the devil shoots at us with everything he has, but we don't give in and we don't give up, And we turn back to God and say, God, whatever you need to do to me, do it. So those scars show that we succeeded when the devil tried to take us down. I want my cup to be so full tonight that it runs over and touches the people around me. I want to trust God so much that the normal seems into the supernatural. Amen. I want everything to flow the way God has in store. I was talking to someone the other day, and they really touched my heart when they spoke a few words. It wasn't much, but she had said, you know, I don't know how we do it sometimes. I don't know how we can pay all our bills on time sometimes. But I did learn that I need to tithe first. Amen. Someone give me an amen, because that's powerful, amen. It actually touched my heart more than she knew. You tithe first and let God get his part first. And then somehow you just pay that water bill. You don't know how, but you do. And then you have grocery money still, because God is good all the time. God, we need you tonight. Sometimes our minds want to put the control in our faith in our own hands. But sometimes we need to just, or all the time, we need to say, God, I can't do it on my own. I give it all to you, God. Faith first. Faith first. Give first. God always makes the rest up. He doesn't lie in his word, amen. When he said he's here, but you also got to show him that you know what you're talking about. Pray as if he's right beside you. You know what you're saying to him. God has a commitment to us. Next slide, please. He has a commitment to us. Anything that I accomplish, every trial, every victory that I've won, everything that I've overcome, any battle that I face, God has a commitment. It's not by chance, but God allows us to trust him. Because in the word, he said, I am committed to you. I want you to succeed. Amen. This isn't just for pastors. This isn't just for ministers. This is for everybody. The sound of my voice tonight, that God wants you to succeed. His commitment on the cross was to you, that you would be saved. Now, life has scars. Life sends us through journeys that we may not need to go through sometimes, but we go through them, and the devil is proven again that he didn't take us out. But God's commitment to us has never changed. He has your back. Doesn't it feel good to know that Jesus has your back? Man, that speaks to me again tonight. God has my back. Even when my commitment to God isn't where it should be, his is always on point. That's why when you call him at the mention of his name, he is there. Every victory, every answered prayer, every miracle, every blessing, it only becomes available to me because of the commitment of the God that I serve, amen? The God that can take you, break you, make you whole. No one else can make you whole. He is totally committed to our uncommitted selves, amen? He came down to earth and lived a perfect life for me. He died for me, something that myself, I couldn't do for myself. The icing on the cake. He took every ounce of pain, everything that he felt on the cross for you tonight, something that you weren't able to do yourself. And the only reason is because he's committed to you and loves you beyond anything in your mind that you think he loves you. The love, the words that we have to express ourselves are inadequate to the love that God has for you. The icing on the cake, the love that God has for you is immeasurable. We cannot express it. No elegant words could be spoken tonight, other than that he loves you even sometimes more than we love ourselves. So in closing, God has promised us a few things that he cannot lie. He cannot lie. He's never going to leave us. He won't leave you out in the wilderness unless he has a purpose for it out there. Amen. He will grant you a season of blessing in your life. That's a promise he made. He's not going to charge you anything tonight for his covering in your life. He's not going to charge you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He doesn't charge you to be baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. God has also made a promise that he will come find you if you run away from the flock. And the story always goes back to that he left the whole herd to find one. Amen. That's what he did. He wanted us to know that you are valuable. He wanted you to know the rest of them are doing their thing, but you're valuable, so I'm going to go get you. And you need to hear that tonight, whoever that is, and believe it, that God's coming for you. You feel you're out there all by yourself tonight, but God knows where to find you. We know for sure that God will bless you, and his appointment comes. Icing on the cake. I want to learn to follow him and hear his voice. That's a desire in my heart. Sometimes I feel I hear his voice, but then I know I didn't at the end of the day. But I want to be able to instantly know that's God's voice speaking to me. Amen. The icing on the cake.
That is so good. So good. So good. There's only one cake that doesn't need an icing. Only one cake that does not need an icing. That's angel food cake. It's just good by itself, just like Jesus. Jesus, he didn't need that. But I'm going to tell you this. How many likes a Texas sheet cake? You know how many knows what a Texas sheet cake is? How many like to have Sister Cox make you one? Forget it. A Texas sheet cake is just a plain chocolate cake. That's what it is. What makes a difference is the icing and the pecans you put in the chocolate icing. How many want a plain old chocolate cake with no icing on it? No. I like what Brother Clint said tonight. I love it. It just reminds me that living for Jesus, he's the best thing I've ever had, but he will also put the icing on it. He will do it. I thought something in Hebrews is reading, but let me show you. For if ye had need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God. That's about as basic as you can get. Just do the will of God. And then he says, you might receive the promise. That's the icing. Amen. I like a good old plain cake, but give me the icing. Give me the icing. Say, what kind of cake you like? Angel food cake. I love Jesus. But I like Texas sheet cake. I like Italian cream cake. I have not met a cake that I do not like. As long as the icing is good. Amen. How many like buttercream icing? Huh? Come on. How many like Twinkies with the icing? You see, a Twinkie wouldn't be a Twinkie unless it didn't have icing inside. Oh, you got me preaching now. Let's stand together. Wow. We can go all night on the icing, couldn't we? Hallelujah. God is so good to us. I believe until he comes back, when I'm talking about Jesus comes back for the church, is that he wants us to get back to the basics. The basics. This is why that sitting at home and asking God, what does he want? What does he want the church to do? This is why this came to my mind and my heart at least 2 weeks ago, and we talked about it last week, about understand the basic, that the church is the salt of the earth. Without you, the earth has no real essence at all. You flavor it, you enhance it. Amen. I was thinking too in Thessalonians, when the church is taken out of this world and the spirit of the Antichrist is loose up on it, you never miss something until it's gone.
That's right.
Can you imagine how the church will be missed in a twinkling of an eye? But while we're on this earth, we are the ones that salt it. It's the part of the fact that gives the icing, gives the flavoring to everything that you do to it. What may seem like a plain life, it's changed. Amen. But church, it's getting back to the basics of faith, trusting God, allowing God to work His will in our lives. Amen. That we might receive the promises of God that He has for us. That's why I'm looking at this church. It's going to grow until the Lord comes back. Amen.
Amen.
Power of God, you're going to be blessed. Your family's going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a great, great, great time.